Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little band from Texas bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Don Stenberg is here. He's become a new friend of ours. He's a former Attorney General of the state of Nebraska, former State Treasurer of the state of Nebraska. He is an attorney by trade and education. He's argued many cases before the United States Supreme Court, so he's got a significant resume. His book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer, A Story Every Christian Should Hear, is out now. Donald B. Stenberg. Don, I'm only going to quibble with you on one thing. I think this is a story every American should hear, especially today, and because I think that what's going on right now in America is something that I as a Christian, I believe that I do believe that they're evil. There's evil forces, you know, whether anybody wants to call it the devil or not. I do believe that there are evil forces at work, and I think there's a lot of that going on right now. And I think a lot of good people are being used, just as you pointed out in your book, just as you told the story in your book. A lot of good people are being used, unfortunately, by these evil forces. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And I guess to your first point, we have a nice endorsement of the book by John Ashcroft, former United States Attorney General, who says, quote, "Eavesdropping on Lucifer is common sense, digestible wisdom that can be easily understood by every generation. C.S. Lewis would have given it his stamp of approval." So I think that kind of confirms what you were saying there. But yeah, the various stories through the book point out that Lucifer doesn't go around scaring people. It just the opposite. That he makes things sound reasonable and logical and attractive as a way to generate dissension and anger among people and create division. And even early on in the book, it talks, Lucifer is asked by his would-be apprentice about where did this idea that the devil has horns and a tail and all that come from? And the boss, what Lucifer's called in the book, laughs and says, "Oh yeah, I made a few appearances several millennia ago like that, so that people that do think there's a devil would think that's what he looked like, so that when they see a handsome man or a beautiful woman or some nondescript person, the last thing they're going to think of is that they're dealing with evil."
One of the things that I keep thinking about is something I discovered a long time ago. In a book, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, by Daniel Patrick Moynihan, senator from New York in the 70s. He and a co-author wrote a book. Again, I've forgotten the term, but the title. But in that book, he proposed a really important point that was happening, and this was in the 70s. Talk about Lucifer playing the long game, Don. The term was defining deviancy down. A way of taking something that is, and he used the word deviancy. In our world, it doesn't even have to be something we would have called deviant, but something that was unacceptable. Taking that and making it more mainstream, changing the wording of it a little bit, putting it in a scenario where who could object to that, and then that deviant, that thing that was formerly deviant, now becomes okay, mainstream. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and the book does get into some examples of that. One is how common divorces become, and book talks about how that change came about. That as recently as the 50s, divorce was relatively rare. Basically, most religious institutions were preached against it, that people should stay together if for another reason than for the children. And basically, there had to be a fault proven, that infidelity or abandonment or some such thing, and that well-meaning people were convinced that, well, you know, if we have no fault divorce, then you don't have to have the dirty laundry presented in public and embarrass the couple and so on and so forth. Very well intended, but with the passage of no-fault divorce laws around the country in the 60s and 70s, divorces skyrocketed, and of course, fatherless homes, the number of fatherless homes has increased dramatically. And then the book has some mentions a few statistics about mm-hmm. how the children of one-parent, single-parent families are much more likely to have problems with the criminal law and illegal drugs and so on and so forth.
Well,
all well-intentioned and promoted by evil. But
well, the thing to think about, and as a futurist, you think about the implications of that. You know, somebody might say, well, I know people who got a divorce, and that was a good thing for both of them. But what were the implications of that? That's the thing that we're missing in some of these, as we define deviancy down. It's not just the issue at hand that becomes an issue, becomes a problem. There are all kinds of ramifications of that, and that radiates through society. And it continues to define deviancy down. And folks, you can say that Don and I are, you know, we're fuddy-duddies or whatever you want to, but the proof is in the pudding. Look around you in America right now and see what you think. Quick break, 10 till right after the break. We're going to come back with Don Stenberg. His book is called Eavesdropping on Lucifer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.